Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last night, basketball, Golden State came back to beat Toronto and force a game six now in Oakland. And it was a one-point win last night, so crazy game, pretty exciting. Seattle's at Minnesota tonight. Baseball, we'll start that on CCO at 6:30, our first pitch at 7:10. Dave St. Peter will join us in the next hour here on CCO, talk about that. A Golden State final is 106-105. Rick Spielman is the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. Good enough to take a few minutes here. Hi, Rick. How are you?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on this morning.
And you, of all people, would know, I mean, it's tough. I saw the general manager for Golden State come out in tears, actually, when he had to report Kevin Durant's injury last night.
Did it end up, I fell asleep, but it ended up being a torn Achilles?
Yeah, I think they're going to get that confirmed, but that's what they think. But either way, he's done for, obviously, this playoff. But that, you as a GM, I mean, among all people that got to deal with that falls right on your lap, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, those are tough injuries. Anytime you lose a critical player that makes a significant difference in you winning and losing ball games, and Kevin Durant is not the best, one of the best players in the NBA, and to lose such a significant part of Golden State. But you got to give Golden State credit because those players around them really rallied and came together as a team last night in a tough environment against a very good basketball team with Toronto.
Hey, we're all.
Boy, I sound like Mike Max, don't I? A little bit.
I think we got a new guy here. You know, Wally Pipp should have never let Lou Gehrig bat for him, and now Maxie shouldn't let you hit for him.
Well, I heard he's on vacation again. Which I don't know how many days you guys get off in those in your business, but geez, it's a pretty good life.
Well, you know, it's union. That's so we got that. Got to get that done. You've dealt with that, I think, a time or two.
We're 24/7, 7 days a week.
Kyle Rudolph deal. We're waking up, finding out about that. What can you tell us about that, Rick?
Yeah, right now we're trying to finalize that deal today. Kyle's a critical part of our football team and a critical part of this organization and what he does and represents out in the community and what a great job he does in that area. Him and his wife Jordan and their lovely family. So. You know, our theme has always been here is develop young guys and hopefully keep them here and try to have them finish out their career. And I think we're one of the best teams at retaining our own players. You know, with Anthony Barr last year, with a couple other guys, we've been able to retain and get deals done. And this is just another example and a great example of our ownership giving us the resources and Rob Brzezinski doing a great job managing the cap, so we're able to do and hopefully finalize this today.
Boy, you look suddenly like you got a nice, there's a plethora of good tight ends, it seems like.
Yeah, no, I know how important the tight end position is under Kevin Stefanski leading the offense and with Gary Kubiak, and to have, you know, Kyle Rudolph and to draft an Irv Smith and some of these young guys. Tyler Conklin has had a really outstanding off season with us and through camp, and you can see him in his second year really making strides. So it's a very important position for us and a type of offense we're going to run, and it's we feel that it may be one of our strongest positions on the roster right now.
How are you feeling about that kicking position right now, Rick?
You know, we signed Nate Kading as a kicking consultant to come in and work. You know, we'll continue to monitor that just like we do every other position. But we're very excited about where we're at right now with Dan Bailey and how he's kicking the ball and the offseason he's had to date. So we'll continue to monitor that, but Dan's been outstanding as so far.
How about Kevin going over to take over the Big Ten as commissioner?
Yeah, well-deserved. Kevin's not only, on the business side, a great leader on the business side of this organization, but so much what he does out in the community, leading the charge on a new stadium, the new Twin Cities Orthopedic Performance Center that we're at. So he'll be missed, but well-deserved. And it's an opportunity of a lifetime to get to run such a prestigious conference. And we're very excited for him to get that opportunity.
How's the field been at these mini camps and these OTAs?
Been very good. You can tell Coach Zim's got a little chip on his shoulder, which trickles down to the team. Very honed in, very focused after a disappointing year last year. Feel that the depth we were able to add and some of the players we were able to add and address some of the needs we had to get to this offseason. You see these guys progressing from when they first came into the offseason to where they're at now, and we're finishing up this week. So I know everybody's ready for a little break, but everybody's very excited to get started on training camp.
Do you get a lot of calls this time of year at all about possible trades?
Not a lot. You know, guys sniff around here and there. But for the most part, you've done everything you can to hopefully improve your roster through free agency, through the draft. There's been a lot of big trades this offseason. So I think teams are pretty well set. You may see a trade here or there, but nothing, I think, of significance at this point. But you never know in this business. But I know, just like us, most of the football operations side is ready to, get a little break here from the day-to-day grind and get refreshed and get ready to go when everybody reports back to training camp.
The Vikings Foundation and presenting sponsor Land O'Lakes are hosting that annual Taste of the Vikings event. That's tonight, I believe.
Yeah, no, it's tonight here in the facility. And if you haven't been out, it's a phenomenal facility to come tour and see. We have they do a great job. Under Brett Tabor leading the charge, and we got a lot of special programs. I think there's a wine tasting, that's separated, that people paid a little extra money to have wine with Coach Zim, and I think Bud Grant's going to be out there. I'm doing another special segment on the draft. We're actually going to have Jared Bradbury come in and sign a few autographs. I'm going to go through the process and how we got to him. So having the taste out here not only is going to highlight, again, what the ownership has provided us for resources and facilities, but also gives us an opportunity to do some unique twists and some unique experiences that the fans haven't gotten before.
Well, we just bought some tickets for your summer solstice.
Oh, yeah. No, we've got the big concert series coming in. It'll be the first time we're having concerts out here. And that's the whole purpose of this facility, not only for the football team, but for the community. And to come out here and to do a summer concert series, to have the high school football games out here.
Yeah.
It's such a beautiful facility, and one of the reasons why the ownership wanted to build this facility was also to have those events here so people can come out and have a great experience when they do come out to the facility.
Yeah, St. Paul and the Broken Bones is going to be a good act. I'll be out there seeing him. Eddie Money's going to be there. It should really be fun, Rick, and that's, again, folks should take advantage. I don't know if you know, are there tickets left for tonight?
I do not know that. I know it was pretty close to sold out. It's one of our biggest fundraising events that goes to the Vikings Foundation. The Vikings Foundation is a phenomenal job on especially helping out the kids in various areas. I know we had our day that we went to the Boys and Girls Club and packed 36,000 packages of food so they would be able to have nutritional meals this summer. So, there's a lot going on. Besides, the most important thing is we are a football team, and that's the number one goal, is to go out there and win games on Sunday. But it's also very important for this organization to go out and give back as much to the community as we can.
Hey, have a great vacation. I know you'll get a short one here. Enjoy that, and we'll look forward to seeing you back here when we get the season going.
Yeah, I don't think it's as long as Maxie's, but a couple days here or there will help. Has Sid taken a vacation in 60 years? I don't know if he has.
Yeah, you know what? He never has, because he's always afraid someone's going to get his job, as you know.
Yeah, Maxie's pretty confident in his skin over there, huh?
Yeah. He might want to think twice about that. We'll put that fear into him. Hey, Rick, have a great day. Thanks a million.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Dave. I appreciate it for coming on. I always enjoy it.
He is the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, Rick Spielman, here on WCC. Now, I guess I can let this out of the bag, can I? Maxie's on a research project today at Old Dutch. And there might be some new varieties coming out at Old Dutch. And so today, Maxie's over there taste testing. So we said, okay, I understand it. Because, you know, first of all, I don't want him on the air when he's got a bag for a handful of Old Dutch chips in his mouth, which he does right now as we speak. So we had a chance to go out there and check out the seasoned salt gourmet popcorn when they came out with that limited edition box, which is still out there, by the way, that popcorn bag, rather, and the roasted red pepper hummus potato chips. But you can get a box of the Sloppy Joe. That's a limited edition. And a box of the creamy chive and onion chips. That's a limited edition. How fun was it for me to be over to watch Jimmy Erickson's daughter graduate from high school, and part of the celebration was a bunch of Old Dutch chips. Well done there, James.
Thanks, Dave.
Caitlin had to be quite proud of her dad.
Thanks for leaving the key to your office so I could go in there and steal from you.
Here's the deal, folks. Head over to the store, olddutchfoods.com. Get some of these we're talking about, these limited editions, very celebratory, and then when Maxie gets back next week, we'll get a report on his research from Old Dutch Foods.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.